Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. With the Lord's help, we will conclude this message I've been sharing on the revelation of truth. And I was sharing that I found in the Gospel of John, there seemed to be a fivefold progression, if you will, in our experience as a Christian, and it begins with the new birth. Our birth actually begins in truth. James 1 and 18 says, of His own will, He begat us with the Word of truth. And then, as we continue on to know the Lord, there is deliverance that occurs. There is a guidance that is given to us by the Holy Spirit. There's a sanctification process. And all of these basically are bringing us from the deception and lies that we may have believed or that we were controlled by in our life before we were Christians, and embracing and entering into the truth of God's Word. In fact, that's what it really means to come into maturity, to walk in the truth. There's only two spirits in the world, the spirit of Christ and Antichrist. And remember Jesus, when He spoke about the devil, He said, when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And as you probably have found, as you've served the Lord, what you believe in your mind or your heart, the Christian doctrine you hold fast to, sometimes there is a disparity. There's a difference between what you actually live out, your actions, your words, your deeds. In fact, Paul lamented. He said, the things that he would do, he doesn't do, and the things that he didn't want to do, he did. And he said, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? But then he goes right on in the next verse to say, I thank God through Jesus Christ. And so Jesus not only delivers us, He heals our soul, restores our soul. He gives us everything that pertains to this life in terms of our material needs, as well as our spiritual needs, our godliness, growth in godliness. And then finally, once we've reached a certain level, but even after we're newly birthed into the kingdom, the final goal is for us to be a witness for Him. As Paul expressed, he was shown by the Lord how many things he would suffer, but that he would be a testimony and a witness to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Word tells us in Revelation that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Now, remember when Jesus was standing before Pilate? Pilate asked him, you know, what is truth? And Jesus actually declared why he came into this earth. Now, first off, we might say, well, Jesus came to save sinners. He came for us to be reconciled with the Father. Well, that's true, but that's not the answer that Jesus gave. If you'd like to actually read his answer, it's found in the Gospel of John, the 18th chapter, verse 37. And I'm quoting now his words that he spoke to Pilate. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. So that's why Jesus came. He came to bear witness unto the truth. What? The truth of the reality of God and all those other things he came to do, to save, to deliver, to be redeemer. Those are all aspects of the truth. But that is the overarching purpose for which Jesus himself said that he came to bear witness unto the truth. How beautiful that is. Amen. And as I said, there's only the spirit of truth and the spirit of deception. Antichrist and Christ, the only two spirits operating in this earth. And we know about the wicked, according to 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, verses 11 through 12, that God shall send them a strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they might be damned, who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. And 1 John 4 and 6 says, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, as we rest in God's love, as we are a part of his family, we learn to love the truth and hate every false way. In 3 John, the 8th chapter, and this is terms of receiving the brethren, we therefore ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. And then, of course, you know that beautiful chapter in 1 Corinthians 13, what we call the love chapter? It says that love rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. And in 3 John 4, that beloved disciple said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. So, beloved, while I certainly didn't exhaust the subject of the revelation of truth, some things for us to ponder and to hold close to our heart, that we, as God's people, desire the truth above all things. For the Christian, and that's what makes the world so ferociously upset and mad, is that for us, truth is absolute. It's not relative. There is only one truth, and that is the truth of God. Man will say there's many varieties, truth is all relative, there's no absolutes. But of course, that's not true. And at the end of days, it will be revealed that there is only one way, one truth, and one life. And his name is Jesus. Praise God. Well, as I have a few moments now before I must conclude this broadcast, I just want to take a little time to encourage you that you are so special and beloved of the Lord. And do you know that you are a unique expression of God that he wanted to bring into the world? There's no one like you. It's been proven by science that no one has a similar fingerprint. There's no two snowflakes the same. Is that amazing or what? And the enemy, our accuser, if you will, the accuser of the brethren, he would constantly attack you. He delights to bring up your faults and shortcomings. But the Lord doesn't see that. He looks at the pattern of his handiwork in your being. He fashions you. He created you in the womb. And he desires and yearns that it will come forth into the very exquisite expression of his love and perfection that he has ordained. One of my very favorite scriptures that I have. In fact, the Lord gave it to me. I didn't realize it was the Lord. But even before I was saved, it just spoke and resonated within my being, and that is Psalm 138 and 8. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth thee. You see, I was looking for truth. Even though I don't know why that passage has such great power to speak to me, yet that's again the power of the Word of God. It was his truth. And that's how I was being drawn. And I just believe we're going to, as we're in the end times, God is going to cause his children to experience a growth process and a maturity that I believe he's just going to hasten the process because the times are so short. And so let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, I just thank you for this work that you're doing in all of our lives, that you're bringing your people into greater realization and revelation of the truth of who Jesus Christ is. Lord, many years ago, you caused Brother Glass to give this ministry a name, a title, the Unveiled Christ. And Lord, that's what we are called as your people to do, to unveil Christ, not only who Jesus was and is and will forevermore be, but Christ in us, the hope of glory, to reveal that we are His body in this earth, His flesh and blood, His bone, if you will, the very members of His body that are being fitly framed together. And so, Father, thank You for Your comfort and assurance that You are perfecting that which concerns Your beloved. There is nothing that You're not mindful of. And Father, help us to grow in faith and knowledge and revelation that You are in control and that You will complete that work You started. For hear the word of the Lord to you, beloved, even by the spirit of prophecy. From this day forward, I will hasten to renew you, says the Lord. I'm pouring my spirit upon you, and I will remold and refashion you according to my good desire and pleasure. This word that I speak will enter into your spirit as you go about your day's activities and as you lie on your bed. This word will begin to bubble and speak within you, saying, yes, 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 it shall be as the Lord has spoken. You will go forth, and no house of bondage will be left, for I will bring them down. Even as I led my people out of Egyptian bondage, so will you go across the Red Sea, and I'll bring the waters together, so there's no way back, there's no retreat. You will go forth out of the land of wandering and come into the land of your inheritance. Into your hands do I place a rod of authority and power. To all who are willing to speak in my name, to the servants of the living God, I'm giving commanding power and authority. For my spirit is flowing an anointing that will give guidance and direction and understanding. No more will my people walk in shame in the shadows and valleys and dark places and say, there is no way for me. For I will make every mountain a highway. I will lift up every valley and make every rough place a smooth place. There are those who would curse the darkness, but you shall be as one who shall rejoice and look in faith and see the light shining brighter and brighter. Rejoice and thank me this day for all the good things I have reserved for you. You shall lack no good thing as you serve me with all of your heart. Again I say, praise me, for your praises are sweet and delightsome to my ear. I wait to receive your sacrifices of love before me, says the Lord. Praise God. Well, what a beautiful word to end this broadcast, and I can add nothing further except to say I love you, thank you, and God bless you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,